21. Bad doubt. This morning, Raul got a call from his friend. His friend wanted to know if he had the lottery ticket they bought together a week ago. Nervous, Raul looked in his pockets and noticed that he didn't have the lottery ticket anymore. His friend got mad. He asked him, "What do you mean, you lost the lottery ticket?" Raul replied, "I mean what I said. I lost it. I am so sorry. I know I had the responsibility to keep it with me, but let me explain what happened. I was in a rush this morning and I was distracted. I thought I had the lottery ticket in my pocket, but I guess I forgot it somewhere because it is not there anymore." Raul's friend wasn't impressed, but there is not much he can do about it. He forgave Raul, and they bought a new one instead. They didn't win and they will never know if the lost ticket was a winning one. 22. Daniel needs a clock. Daniel is always late for work. No matter what he does in the morning, he always ends up being late. His girlfriend gave him some suggestions to help him, but none was efficient. She suggested that he should get his breakfast ready the night before, which he tried to do, but it wasn't a success. She suggested that he could get his clothes ready the night before, but it didn't change anything. He tried to go to bed earlier, tried to wake up earlier, tried everything, nothing is working. One day, his girlfriend suggested something new. She said, "You should try a new alarm clock." Daniel wasn't convinced of this idea. He didn't think it would change anything. He tried it anyway and it turned out to be a success. It seems like putting a song he likes as an alarm clock was helping him waking up in the morning and it was giving him motivation to go to work. Although he was unsure about the idea, his new alarm clock was the best thing to do. 23. Old friends. When Samantha subscribed for yoga classes, she was far from knowing what was going to happen to her. She thought she was going to enjoy some relaxing time with herself. She thought she was going to get the chance to connect with her inner self. She was seeking peacefulness. When she got to her first yoga class, she couldn't believe it. Two of the other girls participating to the class were her old classmates from high school. It was the first time she was seeing them in ages. This was certainly an unlikely reunion. She was happy to see them and they were happy to see her. They had a lot to share about and they had years to catch up. After the class, they decided to go for a coffee at the local coffee shop nearby and they chatted for hours. They exchanged their phone number and promised each other they would meet again soon. It was a beautiful day and a surprising meeting. 24. Decoration. Martha loves decorating her house with old antiquities. In fact, she loves finding little gems who have been abandoned to give them a second chance, no matter if they are clothes, objects or furnitures. That's why thrift stores are her favorite place to shop. She feels like there are so many treasures that can be found in these stores. The other day, she got a new pair of shoes worth $100 that she paid only $2, a new hat from the 60s, some porcelain tea cups from Taiwan and an old sofa which looks perfect in her living room. Last week, she found a genuine leather coat for only $5, a pashmina from India for $3 and an antique guitar. Some people don't understand her passion for thrift stores. But she believes this is only because they don't know all of the great things you can find over there. One day, she is thinking of opening her own thrift store where she will sell every little treasure she accumulated through the years. 25. Best season. Jack thinks winter time is the best time of the year. In his opinion, every season has its own assets, but winter is simply magical. The white snow creates some of the most beautiful landscapes. It might be colder, but this is also the time of the year where we celebrate Christmas and New Year's Eve with families and friends. Jack thinks there's something mystic about winter and its snowflakes. According to him, the nicest part of the winter is that you can enjoy winter sports like skiing, snowboarding and ice skating. Also, he likes to play with his children outside. He believes this is a great opportunity to have family time. Together, they make snowmen and angels in the snow. Jack has been loving wintertime since he is a kid himself, and this is never going to change. 26. Bad customer. Carla works at a small restaurant in her hometown. She has been working there for years now, and she is used to see the same customers. They know her well and she knows them well. One day, a new customer came to the restaurant. It was the first time she was seeing him. He for sure was not from here. When he sat down and asked to order, Carla automatically noticed he had no manners. He was being rude and was swearing. When he lighted up a cigarette in the middle of the restaurant, Carla was shocked. She told him no smoking in here, but the customer ignored her. She had to ask him 5 times before he understood he wasn't allowed to smoke his cigarette in here. He left, frustrated by the situation. Carla then thought for herself how lucky she was that her customers were not all like him. 27. The nature is changing. One day, little Jimmy came back from school with a great idea. He told his mother that today, at school, he learned about the climate changing and how bad the pollution was affecting our planet. Jimmy is only 11 years old, but he has the conviction that something has to be done. His mother is really impressed and proud of his behavior. She's happy to see that he takes environmental issues seriously even though he is a young boy. She tells him she knows one thing they can do to help this planet becoming a better world. She tells him about composting and explains how it works. Jimmy thinks the idea is amazing. He believes that with small initiatives like this one, the planet will slowly change and Mother Nature will stop suffering. That very day, Jimmy's family started to do composting. Jimmy hopes they are going to keep that good habit for years, and he hopes that it will inspire others. 28. Helping. Yesterday was the day Tiffany was moving out of her apartment. She has found a new place to stay which is closer to her job. Since she was living by herself and since she doesn't really have any family around her, she needed some help for moving. Happily, some people came to give her a hand. Some of her co-workers helped packing the boxes, two of the neighbors helped moving the furniture, and a friend from her painting classes helped cleaning. It was a long and exhausting day, but Tiffany was happy she had so many people giving her a hand. She was deeply grateful for their generosity. Without them, she would have had been struggling. To thank them, she ordered some pizza with French friends and cold drinks. Now, hopefully, she is going to like her new place. 29. Two bad events. Luke will always remember the day before Christmas, in 2008. That will always remain as the day he got arrested twice. Still now, he is feeling ashamed about it. That day, Luke got arrested because he was yelling in a public area, in the morning, and policemen thought he was drunk. Later that afternoon, they let him leave the police station because he seemed better. That's only then that Luke started to drink for real and drove his car while he was drunk. That night, he got arrested a second time, mainly for the same reasons, but this time he was really drunk. Although he was severely punished for this, he is still feeling guilty about it. He knows he was young and not too smart. He hopes one day he will forget about these two bad events and hopefully, his family will forget about it as well. 30. The baby goose. It was Wednesday night. Taylor was coming back from work, tired and exhausted. He had a long day and he was looking forward to relax. It was impossible for him to expect what was about to happen though. When he got home, there it was, on the balcony, a baby goose. Confused, he called his wife. "What's up with the goose?" he asked. Why was there a baby goose on his balcony? That made no sense. His wife explained that she found the baby goose in the street, really hurt. Since she is a veterinarian, she knew she had to do something. She knew she had to do what's good for the goose. She took him home to take care of him until he gets better. She promises Taylor that it would always stay on the balcony. He will never get inside the house. Although Taylor is unsure about the idea, he agrees with his girlfriend. They have to do what's good for the goose. Otherwise, the poor animal would die. Taylor finally accepted.